I'm Tom Rowe in Acre, and Philip Grant up in Rensselaer County and I are bringing you the WGXC Congressional Report, full of stories about what the candidates and representatives from the New York 18th, 19th, 20th, and 21st congressional districts have been up to this past week. Go to WGXC.org in the WGXC newsroom for complete coverage of your congressional representative.
Mid-Hudson News reports that it is difficult to tell if local Representative Mark Molinaro was talking about 81-year-old Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell or 90-year-old Senator Dianne Feinstein or the two leading candidates for president next year, but he said some older politicians need to know when it's time to retire. Molinaro said, and I quote, "At some point, whether it is you are confronting a mental or physical health concern that requires you to take stock and focus on yourself, or you have some health concern later on in life, as a public official, you need to know when it's time to exit the stage. And there are plenty of people in public office who need to decide to exit the stage and allow the next generation to step forward," end quote. Both the Republican McConnell and the Democrat Feinstein have had public incidents this year where they seemed to freeze or were confused in public. Molinaro, a Republican who is 47, has been in politics since age 18 when he was elected mayor in Tivoli. He now represents the 19th Congressional District. Read more about this story at Mid-Hudson News. Chris McKenna reports in the Poughkeepsie Journal that a group calling itself New York Citizens Audit is going to the homes of New Yorkers and questioning their voter registration status. Officials are concerned because in some encounters, the group appears to be posing as Board of Election workers and in other cases telling people they have committed a felony by registering to vote in two places. Raymond Riley III, the State Board of Elections co-executive director, said in a statement, and I quote, "We are extremely alarmed by these actions. These individuals are impersonating government officials in an effort to intimidate voters based on inaccurate and misleading information," end quote. Marley Hornick, executive director of New York Citizens Audit, says her group is not pretending to be election workers, and I quote, "Absolutely not. We're researchers who use lawful methods," end quote. There has been little evidence of any voter fraud in recent elections in New York and nationally. The group has reportedly approached voters in Albany County, but not in Greene or Columbia counties. William Van Ness, Warren County's Republican Election Commissioner, said he fears that the visits to voters' homes might discourage people from voting. He said, and I quote, "We want people to vote. We work exceptionally hard to do that," end quote. Read more about this story in the Poughkeepsie Journal. Diane Pinero Zucker reports in the Daily Freeman that the activist group Scenic Hudson held a press conference with Representative Mark Molinaro, a Republican, and Representative Pat Ryan, a Democrat, September 7th at Stone Ridge Orchard in Ulster County in support of the Farm Bill. The congressional legislation is reintroduced and adopted every 5 years, including this one. Julie Tye, president of the New York League of Conservation Voters, said, and I quote, "This is an opportunity we get every 5 years to make sure we're supporting healthy food for all people. We're uplifting rural communities and economies and securing good water quality and addressing those challenges posed by climate change," end quote. Molinaro, who represents the 19th Congressional District, said, and I quote, "We are in the midst of one of the most important American policies in our lifetime. We are facing, farmers know this firsthand, some significant challenges," end quote. Ryan, who represents the 18th Congressional District, explained how difficult it will be to get the Farm Bill passed. And I quote, "It's going to require, on a personal level, folks like Mark and I coming together and saying, how do we get this over the line? It's a 5-seat margin in a divided government. It's going to take those personal connections to bring the seriousness we need to get this over the line," end quote. Much of the Farm Bill is about helping poor people get enough nutrition. Molinaro complained that some states are, and I quote, "really good at processing payments and less good at empowering independence," end quote. Ryan, on the other hand, said the Farm Bill, and I quote, is a bill in which we decide who goes hungry in the country and who doesn't. And that is a point of significant debate, end quote, between Democrats and Republicans. Read more about this story in the Daily Freeman.
This has been the WGXC Congressional Report, tracking the votes, statements, positions, and campaigns of the representatives and candidates for the 18th, 19th, 20th, and 21st congressional seats in New York. Go to WGXC.org for more information.